The poll was taken in the days leading up to the April 1st election, which included one of the most hotly contested Supreme Court elections ever. An analyst with the St. Norbert College Survey Center says the results show most people think the system needs to be changed. Wendy Scattergood says fewer than 20% thought things should stay the way they are now. She says most of the respondents want public funding for the races.
30% said that, and that was followed very closely by 27% that we should keep elections, but that they should be more restricted in their fundraising and their spending than they currently are, but not publicly financed. So we're really split.
17% of those asked thought the governor should appoint justices in lieu of elections. Scattergood says the race in which Michael Gableman unseated Justice Lewis Butler left a bad taste in the mouths of the survey respondents, and that's probably why many support the public funding option.
So that they can, you know, run their own campaigns, but they're not raising money from interest groups, and therefore, again, that's that issue of being above the fray, or at least being more restricted in their funding.
Nearly two-thirds of the respondents said third-party interest groups distort the race. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.